Simon & Schuster Audio presents Maybe a Fox by Kathy Appelt and Allison McGee. Read by Allison McGee.
Dedicated to M.T. Anderson, Nicole Griffin, and Marion Dane Bauer, with love. Should the Fox Come Again to My Cabin in the Snow, by Patricia Farnoli. Then the winter will have fallen all in white, and the hill will be rising to the north, the night also rising and leaving, dawn light just coming in, the fire out. Down the hill running will come that flame among the dancing skeletons of the ash trees. I will leave the door open for him. Part 1. Chapter 1. From under her covers, Jules Sherman listened for her sister Sylvie to walk out of their room. As soon as she did, Jules slipped out of bed and slammed the door behind her. She was still angry. Who did Sylvie think she was? The day before, Sylvie had once again left her at the bottom of the front porch steps and run into the woods, disappeared, her wavy red-brown hair swishing down her back, ignoring Jules's pleas to wait up, for once, just wait up. Sylvie was always doing that, taking off so fast, time after time, leaving Jules standing there, alone. Jules's cheeks flushed with a bright blaze of anger. Here she was, standing alone again, this time in the echo of the slammed bedroom door. The morning was still early. A gray dimness came in through their window, aided only by a thin beam from the hallway that slipped in under the door. Even in the shallow light, Jules could still see Sylvie's favorite T-shirt, along with the sweater and jeans Sylvie planned to wear that day, all laid out on her sister's bed. Jules hesitated, then grabbed the shirt, went straight to the windowsill, and in one swift motion swept all her rocks into the T-shirt, using it as a kind of basket. Ha! Sylvie would hate that. Her precious, precious T-shirt. The shirt was thin and soft and smelled like cotton and coconut shampoo and Sylvie. Jules took a deep breath. Sylvie loved coconut shampoo. In fact, she loved anything that smelled like coconut.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?